Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, you know, we still don't really know what this world is going to be like when all this is over. Is it ever going to be over? Maybe there's something right behind it. Maybe it's time to look at what you're doing and how you're marketing your business and maybe adding some new tools to your toolbox. Well, my first guest on today's show is Kim Spaulding. She is the Global Product Director for Ads for Small Business for Google. Whew! I hope that you have a whole bunch of really great information for our audience because these are some weird times, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah.
And indeed, these are strange and difficult times for people everywhere, and especially for small business owners and entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
I can relate. I was a small business owner for 9 years. My husband and I ran a winery.
Oh.
We ran it during the financial crisis as well, 2007, 2008. So I know firsthand, you know, the challenges, you know, that you face and what it feels like to worry whether your business is going to survive a crisis. I know for us, like during those times, you know, we had to make some really tough choices around, you know, where to, you know, which channels to focus on. We shifted from, you know, retail focus to a restaurant focus at the time. And I had to make really hard choices about our price. And we actually did end up taking our price down to move through inventory. Looking back, I wish we had some of the digital tools that we have today to be able to reach customers.
Right. It looks like here also in your life, you were the vice president of global coffee category at Starbucks. You went from wine to coffee to Google.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right. Well, then let's talk about some of these useful tips, because I think it is a good time for people to invest in some digital tools. Maybe you have some examples of where they can go, what they can do.
Absolutely. The first thing to do is to make sure you're keeping your customers informed. Almost all small businesses have made some kind of adjustment to their business operations right now. Whether you're a restaurant and you've pivoted to focus on, you know, delivery and takeout, or you're a fitness provider, right, and you're doing online classes versus in-person classes, you want to get the word out and let your customers know how they can interact with you right now. One inspiring story I wanted to share, a company called Okabashi Brands. So they're a shoe company. They're based in Buford, Georgia, family-owned business, been around since 1984. You know, they were selling shoes through boutique retail partners, but all of those partners are closed right now. So they shifted their focus. They pivoted and they're focused on their online store. And, you know, for every pair of shoes they sell on their website, they donate a pair of shoes to a healthcare pro. And they even let their customers like nominate their favorite nurse or healthcare provider on their site, which is really, really cool. So making sure that all of your digital channels are updated, your website, your social media channels, and your business profile that shows up on Google Search and on Google Maps with your latest business information is really key.
I don't know that a lot of people know how to do that kind of stuff. And that's where the small business, I realize that's your job, is the global product director of ads for small business. Big business has got their IT guy and they've got their social media director and they got this, that director and the other director. But when you're a small business, mom and pop business, so many times, you know, they don't know how to increase their visibility digitally unless they hire somebody. And maybe we can even touch on that a little bit today. You know, I don't think it's as hard as they think. It's just that, you know, the lack of knowledge in these things makes it scary, you know, and hopefully we can make some of these tips available to them. I don't know whether you have somewhere on your website at Google, because Google clearly one of the big powerhouses. Matter of fact, let me do this. Let me take a little commercial break. We'll come back. National radio show. And let's talk about digital tools. These are, examples are great. And then also how people can actually do these things themselves. And I think tutorials are really good for that. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly, Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. Don't forget, pick up an issue. Also, entrepreneur.com on the web. We're talking to Kim Spaulding, Global Product Director for Ads for Small Business. Smallbusiness.withgoogle.com. That's the number they gave us at the web address. We're going to be right back with more with Kim. Don't go anywhere. Trusted friend, needs to humor me and tell me lies. Yeah, humor me and tell me lies. And I'll lie to you and say I don't mind.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Google's in the house. Yeah. Google. My goodness. Kim Spaulding, Global Product Director for Ads for Small Business. You know what's funny? Because I'm a radio guy, I should do more video, but I don't. I mean, it's easy because I'm doing radio. I could just put a camera out there and I could be doing more video. Small businesses, I think we small businesses, because I'm a small business too. Not that entrepreneur is, but I'm an entrepreneur and I have like six businesses. We should do more video. What do you think, Kim?
I wholeheartedly agree. You know, video can feel intimidating. I talked to a lot of small business owners and they say, I don't know if I can do video, but everyone can do video. And video is especially powerful for small businesses because we have such unique stories to tell. And customers want to connect with and support their local and small businesses right now. You know, a few 15-second clips, right, about your origin story, bringing your products to life are really powerful.
Right.
I'll share an example. So there's a company based in Utah called Betty's, right? And they make this really cool, like, one-piece unit that you can, like, zip around your bed, like an awesome fitted sheet.
Right.
And so, you know, they had to close their retail stores recently, obviously. So they're, you know, pivoted to focusing online. And so they set up a free YouTube channel and recorded some video, really brought their product to life. And they're using ads to, you know, help get customers to, you know, experience their product and get to know them. And they're saying this pivot is really driving really strong ongoing sales right now.
Wow. Well, and you know what's funny about video, too, is that I think that these highly produced videos are nice, but I don't care if it's highly produced. I don't care if it's on an iPhone or an Android phone. I just want to see what people are doing. And you know what I'm saying? It's a little bit of voyeurism, but I mean, that's what it is. It doesn't matter about the quality. It just matters that they're communicating, right?
That's right. And, you know, customers know, right, that things are different right now. People have different set of expectations. Right. And they just want to get to know your business and your story, how you're supporting your employees. Right. Like what you're doing with your business.
Right.
I want to mention also, you know, if I can't compel you to record video, we do also have a free video builder on YouTube where you can upload a couple of images and your logo, a little bit of information about your business, and we'll automate a video for you. Havenly, which is an online interior design company, recently did one. They did it, you know, during these shelter in place times, right? You know, on the home computer.
Right.
And, you know, came out with a really great video that they're using to connect with customers. Mm.
And Google owns YouTube. So I don't know how many people know that, but, or maybe is it YouTube that owns Google? It's like one
all
of these.
All one happy family.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you know, it's funny. I do, for 20 years, I've been an expert on Live with Kelly and Ryan Seacrest. Of course, it was Regis and Kelly and then Regis and Michael and now Kelly and Ryan Seacrest. But they're having to do their show from home. But what I love about Kelly and Ryan both is that they're so authentic. They're not afraid to show who they are. They're not afraid to be seen without makeup, even though, wow, what a difference, if you know what I'm saying, sometimes, you know, the, just eye makeup and things like that on a woman. Everybody's been used to seeing Kelly all these years on TV with the amazing makeup, and all of a sudden she's doing stuff without makeup. And I think they like her more because it humanizes her. She's not this, like, star. Yeah. She's just a person. So I think authenticity is really important when you're making these videos.
That's right. And, you know, customers want to know how to interact with your business right now. Right. So, you know, you can bring to life for them, like, look, this is the inventory I have in stock, or, you know, this is how I'm delivering my service right now. Right. These are the precautions I'm taking, you know, to take care of my employees and my customers during this period. And, you know, and here's how you can get in touch with me. Right. And that's what customers want to know. Right. And that's a great way to reach them.
Right. Exactly. I think the key to this whole thing is you just, what do they say? A journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. You just got to do it. And what about, we talked about tips and tools. You talked about like a tutorial, even on YouTube. how do people access those? Is there a place other than, you know, just your smallbusiness.withgoogle.com?
So we actually have put everything there. So that is your one-stop shop for, you know, all of the tools for small businesses. From there, you can update your business profile, which shows up on Google Search and on Google Maps. You can get to all the YouTube video building tools. It's all there in one place. One thing we launched last week, which is pretty cool, is, you know, on your business profile, you can link out to a donation or a gift card link.
Oh,
you know,
nice.
A lot of businesses are doing donation campaigns, maybe a GoFundMe campaign.
Right.
You can add that link in there so customers can see it. And you can also let customers know like what the goal of your fund is and how you're going to put those funds to use.
Awesome. All right. One more break and one more segment with you, Kim Spaulding, Global Product Director for Ads for Small Business at Google. When we come back, we're going to talk about maybe how to not only change our behavior, but change our customers' behavior by using these digital tools from Google. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back. This world I wouldn't do.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, interesting times we're all living in right now. And coming to help today, Kim Spaulding, Global Product Director for Ads for Small Business over at Google. Useful tips and time to invest in some digital tools. She's giving us some examples. But really, the question I have now is, how do we change consumer behaviors and our own along the way as a small business? Some of us we're locked into our old ways, but the old ways, not only do they not work because we can't open the front doors in some cases. So using digital is going to be, you know, it's the window to the world right now. It's the ability to do business and have some commerce trading hands.
Absolutely. And, you know, customers are doing all kinds of new things right now, right? So they're adapting as we're adapting, right, to these changing times. The first thing I'd say is, you know, find out what you can do right now. A lot of small businesses have, you know, different inventory than they might have had before.
Right.
I was talking to a company called Kettlebell Kings. They're based in Austin, Texas. They do workout equipment, right? Like those kettlebells that you pick up with two hands.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, I got one. It's got dust all over it, but I got one.
So, you know, there's obviously been a huge demand for home workout equipment. And, you know, so they really pivoted to focus on what they had in stock, right? And then are telling customers on their website and their digital ads and in all of their tools, like, here's what we have and here's how you can use these tools to help you work out at home. The other thing that small businesses are doing is just being really clear about how to engage with them. We're seeing a lot of retailers pivot to curbside pickup.
Oh, yeah.
Especially as some of the shelter-in-place orders are starting to lift, right? So, you know, figuring out how you can best run your business, if it's curbside pickup, letting customers know about that.
Right.
We've added a curbside pickup badge to our local inventory ads. You can add that to your website. But just letting customers know how to interact with you right now and focusing on the products and services that you can offer at this time.
So during these uncertain times, it just seems like, I guess maybe let me just be the voice of the audience right now. Google seems so big. You know, how do we talk to you guys? Maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, Google for Small Business and how you guys actually interact with us small business people out there. Because I think if people can hear it in your voice, you know, it's like they can go, wow, I had no idea that I could actually call this number or log onto this website and go to this certain area and there's a place just for me. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, our whole team is focused on helping small businesses connect with customers. That's our passion. So the products we build are designed specifically for small businesses. So the ads product that we've been working on is called Smart Campaigns. And, you know, that it takes everything that Google Ads does and tailors it for a small business owner. So you can set up smart campaigns in less than 15 minutes. It's simple and automated.
Wow.
Right. And the product will guide you every step of the way. I get to talk to small business owners every day in my job, which is, you know, really amazing. And, you know, what I hear most is, look, I'm busy. Just tell me the best practices and kind of help walk me through them and then let me drive from there. Right. Mm. And so that's what we aspire to do.
So I go to smallbusiness.withgoogle. Now, you guys listening out there, you got to know this is pretty simple. They figured this one out. Small business, that's what I am. I want to do some business with Google. So smallbusiness.withgoogle.com. Can't even forget about that one. That's one you need to put into your toolbox, because if what you're saying is true with this smart campaigns you guys have, if I can set up something in less than 15 minutes, I'm going to do it, only because I think to myself, what do I got to lose? Some of these things, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't have a day to invest into it, but 15 minutes I've got, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, whether you are, you know, setting up your website for the first time or a digital marketing pro, you know, just spending, like you said, 10 or 15 minutes a day to, you know, improve your digital presence, try something new, right? And keep learning what works for your individual business, you know, yield such great rewards right now. Mm. And these changes that we're seeing in consumer behavior, some of them will stick, right? So some of these will be new normals, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that's, this has all been a tipping point for quite a while. And what it's going to do, I hate to say this because I'm one of these old people, I'm a baby boomer, but it's going to force the older folks like myself to become more digital. I ask people all the time that are my age, and I'm like, do you have a smartphone? No, I got one of these flip phones. I'm like, get rid of that thing. We get so comfortable with our old stuff. You know what I mean? When you have a smartphone, that is a window to the universe, and you can do so many things on your phone. And so I'm telling you folks that are listening, you're never too old to learn new tricks, because you're not a dog. You're a human being. You know what I mean? So I would just stress to people that these digital tools, whether you got a little barber shop or whether you got a, you know, I own a plaza. I have 28 units here, and I've got two or three, a barber shop. I've got a nail salon. I've got a hair salon. We've got a little shoe repair place. We got a mail place. All these little businesses really need to use all these tools that you guys are offering at Google. So I really appreciate this. And hopefully you can come on more often, Kim.
I'd love to.
All right. All right, you guys, don't forget this, smallbusiness.withgoogle.com. Kim Spaulding, thank you so much.
Thank you. Stay safe, and I look forward to seeing you all online.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a little break and come back with more. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We're going to try and give you the tools for your toolbox to go into the future. And that's what it's all about. We'll be right back. It's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So what are you doing while we're going through this crazy pandemic? I mean, they're finally starting to let a few people out and about. But in some states and cities, they're still arresting people for not, you know, keeping the distance of 6 feet, whatever it is, depending on where you live. It's a weird world we're living in right now. Well, my next guest has been on the show before about, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago. His name is Colin Wayne. He's founder and CEO, entrepreneur, and military veteran. Thank you for your service, Colin Wayne. He's the founder and CEO of RedlineSteel.com on the web. And but things have been going pretty good for you, it seems, Colin. And I know you also worked with our editorial director, one of the top brass over at Entrepreneur, to do a story. First of all, let's tell people, what is the story? Where can they find it? I know it's like something that just happened recently. What is it?
Yeah, so thanks for having me again on your show.
Yeah.
I know we talked about 18 months ago or so and having me back, so it's an honor to be back. So earlier this week, Dan Bova, he reached out, and we launched an article, and it says, what surviving a rocket explosion taught this veteran entrepreneur about never giving up. And so it's a really vulnerable, in-depth, first-person, I guess, conversation. I'm kind of opening up my life story from getting blown up in Afghanistan and pivoting during times and events that you have no control over. And that's right. Exactly what's happening with, you know, today's society with in the economic state with COVID-19 and how we're having to adapt just like every other business.
Well, let me just tell people about you a little bit. First of all, Colin is 30 years old. He's a military veteran. He's a millionaire. He's an entrepreneur. He's a social media personality. And he dropped out of high school and joined the Army at 17 years old. He served in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Egypt, having earned his GED while stationed overseas. And in 2012, while in Afghanistan, he nearly lost his life and was severely injured from an enemy rocket. So you're telling this story. That's kind of cool. People can find that. Go to entrepreneur.com and just search Colin Wayne. And you have got a company right now that is kicking butt. While everybody else is complaining, you're raking in the dough because you've figured out how to pivot. So maybe you could talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, so I actually founded the company Redline Steel in January of 2016. And, you know, as far as our business is thriving, but that was based on a leap of faith. And, you know, kind of the overall mentality of just giving in general. So early March, when everything was happening, no states were under lockdown, I pulled all my employees into our break room, our conference room. And I wanted to give them one thing, and that was a peace of mind. I wanted to let them know, and this was before, you got to think about the timing of this, the relevance that, you know, this was the first week that grocery stores were running out of stuff. This is the first week that people are like, oh my gosh, what's happening? What's going to happen if, you know, the government, what happens if we go under lockdown? And at this point in time, nobody knew what to expect. And so I had an all-call staffing meeting, and I had something on my heart, and I'm fortunate enough to not have a board of advisors. I don't have to answer to, fortunately, I own the company. I can do things just on my own, but I gave everybody's April house payment for free. I paid everybody's April house payment and apartment payment.
Wait a minute. You're 30 years old. Yeah. You're 30 years old. You're not supposed to know how to do this kind of stuff. This is stuff of, you know, like 50 and 60 year old guys that have the wherewithal to be thoughtful and loving to their employees. Don't go anywhere. I got to take a little break here. We're talking to Colin Wayne, redlinesteel.com on the web. You're probably wondering, what does he do? What does he make? We'll talk about that on the other side too. Very cool, patriotic stuff. Selling millions of them. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. Our guest today, a real patriot, Colin Wayne, Redline Steel. You can find his story at Entrepreneur Magazine on our website, entrepreneur.com. Just put in there Colin Wayne, you'll see it. He's back with us again. Here's a young man, 30 years old, started this business only, a year and a half, a little more than a year and a half? Or no, how long has it been now? Wait a minute, we're talking
2016, we just hit 4 years.
Okay, so 4 years, but that's what it was. I haven't talked to you in a year and a half, but a year and a half ago, you were doing okay, but you're knocking them dead. Tell us what Redline Steel does, and how did you get to the numbers that you're doing? Because, I mean, this is during a pandemic, for goodness sakes. Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Redline Steel, we're the largest customized steel manufacturer with metal wall art decor. But we also offer other types of products from canvas to leather bracelets and leather keychains. And then we're going to be scaling into other home decor items in specific. But, you know, we've been able to scale our business tremendously through different types of off-the-wall marketing approaches. I own a website called $2TuesdayTuesday.com. It's really cool. So it is like an SMS play. There's a ton of people that kind of do old school email marketing, but the SMS side is absolutely incredible when you can leverage it to the right state. So thinking outside of the box on that side. So like today's Tuesday as we're recording this video, and we sent out a $2 Tuesday item. We drove, you know, tens of thousands of traffic to our website within the matter of 30 to 45 minutes. And, you know, we're generating 100 to 150 orders per minute through our store.
Wow.
But that it hasn't always been that way. You know, this is about a 6-month campaign, but it's constantly testing and looking at some of the holistic value propositions of what each campaign stands for. So $2 Tuesdays to drive traffic, drive that top of funnel traffic, and then retargeting ads across social platforms are a lot cheaper because now I've got pixel data that I can retarget. It's also a messaging platform. So imagine, you know, right now we have about 120,000 active TCMP compliant subscribers with text. Imagine come fourth quarter and I have 500,000 subscribers to do a text. Now open rates are astronomically higher than an email open rate. And I can say what we're doing for Black Friday. You know, you're talking, you know, $10 million plus in a single day just on Black Friday because of one platform, and that's SMS. So it's very, very powerful. But it's kind of knowing the data and knowing how to use and leverage the data. And so with our avatar, it's predominantly women 30 to 65 plus. Now we can create products that align with that same avatar and then launch it. And whether it's a like a fear of missing out particular product that's only available for one day, those do extremely well. And it's constantly testing and tweaking. So, yeah, that's a little bit about our business.
So
yeah.
SMS, you're basically talking about texting, right?
Yes.
And for those who are, you know, are not tracking with that, I mean, I knew what it was, but I just thought, you know, there's a lot of people that don't, that are not into this techie stuff, which this is the most rudimentary of tech. When you're just texting. So how do you do it? Do you send them a picture or what do you do?
Yeah, so it's a couple of different ways. Now, there's a lot of companies that do it from like a what's called a segmentation SMS. Like a it's something like, okay, you left something in your cart, it's going to remind you. But we're one of the few companies that scale campaign level ads on a weekly basis and have customers that are very excited to receive a text message. It's one of those platforms that you have to be very conscious of how many sends that you do. With email marketing, you know, you can leverage that, you know, a daily send is more than, you know, moderately fine. We're accustomed to that. We're used to that. But when you look at open rates, click-through rates, it's significantly smaller. When you send somebody a text message, it's personal. So to leverage that on a campaign angle and have people excited to receive that text message, it's an incredible opportunity that a lot of people just have not, you know, I guess went into that market share in particular for marketing.
You talked about that it's a very personal thing when you send a text to somebody. It feels much more personal. How do you humanize a brand?
Yeah, powerful question. And I think that some of the biggest and largest brands have done an incredible job at that. So, for instance, my products are a commodity-based. Like, people do not need to continue to buy mine over and over and over again. I'm not selling toothpaste and you need that every month. I'm not selling toilet paper. That would be an incredible business right now with COVID-19, but I'm just not in that space.
Right.
And so by creating and humanizing my brand and what we've been able to do, it's leveraged incredible lifetime value of customers that are continuously ordering over and over and over again. And so some of the simple ways that you can do that is be forward facing, like get in front of the camera, live streaming, go out, show the process of what you're doing, humanize it from an instance that if you're going through a hard time, talk about it, be open-minded to it. You know, everything is not, you know, rainbows and unicorns with business. I talk about the ups and downs, the stress, the anxiety, and people almost prefer to hear that. If things are always going perfect, and I talk about when I'm proud of an achievement, 3 weeks ago, almost to the day, we hit our 1 millionth order on our website. And it was an incredible experience. And I live streamed it. And, you know, I had thousands of people watching. And I'm, you know, I'm a pretty tough guy, man. And I'm not afraid to say it. I teared up. It didn't hit me until we hit 1 million. When it was 999,000, it didn't hit me at all. It was the same feeling when I hit order number 100,000. And I remember it just like it was yesterday. I was sitting at a restaurant with my wife and her parents. And I remember the order number coming through, and it was just an overwhelming feeling. And, you know, I publicly talk about what's going on, the achievements, the setbacks that we're, you know, having. We launched a canvas brand, and, you know, I talked openly on live stream talking and being vulnerable. Hey guys, well, we want to launch this product, but I have no clue what I'm doing. Please allow up to 3 to 4 weeks. Let me figure this out. But we're going to release 100 products.
And authentic. That's
super
the key.
Honest.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
And I think that when you're open to that and you're open to feedback and you're just vulnerable and you operate from a place of integrity, you can't go wrong.
Can I ask you, is there one big thing that you do? Because I said a lot of your stuff is patriotic. Those steel American flags, red, white, and blue, and just awesome, beautiful stuff. I want people to go to the website and see it. By the way, redlinesteel.com. But what is the big seller?
So it's typically like with our avatar, it's women, you know, 30 to 65 plus, and it's predominantly like Southern contemporary style, faith, hope, love, tree of life. We have over 50 steel monograms to choose from on our website. So we do a lot of customizations, but right. It's within the products that are on our website. So things that you would see on your neighbor's front door.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we're making.
Yeah.
But more Southern contemporary style.
Nice.
And then obviously the patriotic lines are incredible.
Now, let me ask you real quick. Yes.
Everything is 100% manufactured in the U.S.
Nice. Right?
Everything, including the steel.
And matters more today than ever before, Colin. Absolutely.
It really does. That's why we're not impacted that heavily.
That's
Everything's right.
right
here. And so from a supply chain concern, there's been really none. And to take it a step further, let me tell you something, Alan, this has been incredible. We gave back 17 products for free within a collection called the Give Back Collection. And within the last 45 to 60 days, we've actually donated over $3 million worth of product to law enforcement, first responders, and medical staff.
You know what? I'm playing this song. It's Steve Winwood, Higher Love. And I got to take another break here for the next call. But I got to tell you, give, give, give. That is your motto. And I can tell you it's worked. You guys need to check out Colin Wayne, Redline Steel. The guy's got like 4 million followers on social media. He's doing something right. You got to be able to pivot. Thank you, Colin. It is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back. Need a mentor? One-on-one online sessions with Entrepreneur Magazine's experts can help you start a business, grow your business, build your brand, fundraise, and more. Book your one-on-one session with experienced business owners and media experts. Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, can help you perfect your business pitch to media. Businesswoman Kathleen Griffith, founder of Grace & Company, can help improve your growth and marketing strategies. Need guidance on improving your leadership skills? Elizabeth Gore, president of Alice, can help you become a strong, value-driven leader. So what are you waiting for? Book your one-on-one session with Entrepreneur's lineup of experts today. Visit entrepreneur.com/mentors. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/mentors.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, all I can say is that today was a good example of big business looking to help little business. Of course, we had the person from Google on at the first part of the show there, Kim Spaulding. And then we had an entrepreneur that is getting out there and making it happen. Absolutely. I respect both of them, actually, but I love the spirit of an entrepreneur. So let's just talk for a minute, just you and me, because there is something about the spirit of an entrepreneur, and this spirit is what is going to rebuild America. We're going through a very tumultuous time in our lives, and the spirit that we have as entrepreneurs, as Americans, as human beings, is really important. And if you get down on the spirit, if you get down in the mouth and you get that woe is me kind of attitude, you're not going to be able to perform at your best. You want to have peak performance. So you really got to work on yourselves, people. No matter what you try to apply to your business, if you've got a bad attitude, if you've got a downer attitude, it ain't going to work. The secret sauce to the whole thing is the spirit of the entrepreneur, the spirit of the person that wants to get ahead in their life, that loves their family as much as they love their neighbor. It's one of the commandments, right? Love your neighbor like you love yourself. I mean, literally, that spirit is what is going to take you through these tough times. Look, when you're going through hell, keep going, right? Oh my gosh. So yes, we are going through some strange times. Out of the thousands of people that I've interviewed over the last 30 years of my life, there is one thing in common, and that many of these successful people are not afraid to tell you that they have a little exercise they do in the morning, in the evening, whenever they need to reset, and it's meditation. And I'm not here to push meditation, but I'll tell you something. There is something to calming yourself, calming your spirit, calming your mind. And if you can do that, then you'll be able to see clearly to the next thing that you need to do. But you got to clear the mind first. You got to have a clear, you know, kind of a clear vision of what you're going to do. You have to be a self-motivating, clear-thinking individual. And yes, while we're going through these tough times, and some of you states out there are not really opening up as fast as some of the other ones are, I mean, I have a nurse friend of mine who lives in Pittsburgh, and she's like, I'm getting out of town while I still can. So depending on where you live, you could be like totally locked down until August. Who knows? So big decisions you got to make. You know, do I keep, like I have a gym, do I keep it open and keep it going? Or do I say, you know what, I could use that property for something else. People are looking for gym equipment right now. Maybe I can get a good return on my gym equipment. I've got 10,000 square feet of gym equipment, you know, and maybe I can sell that property. Maybe I can lease it out. Maybe I can do something different. We have to be able to pivot in odd times like this. So do I pivot? Do I keep going the path? I don't know. I got to make that decision on my own, but you're going to have these same types of decisions to make. So at the end of the day, you really need to think of, you know, whether it's prayer, whether it's, you know, meditation, whether it's going to, you know, jogging. Some people, that's their zen, is they're out there jogging or doing whatever they do that kind of clears their mind. But you need to clear your mind. Because of all the crazy media stuff that's going on in the world, it's hard to think clearly right now. You've got to take care of yourself first. When you're on the airplane, what do they say? You know, put your own mask on first, then help the person next to you. We've got to take care of ourselves. So I just thought, you know what? I got a little bit of time here. I want to just tell these people, you know, that are listening to this show, take care of yourself first. And then you can help everybody else around you. It's the ripple effect. Anyway, all right, so we know about the Google tools that you can use now. I think that was great that they reached out to us and said, hey, we'd love to tell everybody about these tools. And I said, you know, I can do this as long as it is truly as simple as you say it is. And it is. It takes about 15 minutes. Take advantage of it. Also, you know, our patriotic friend with all his products, when I get done commercial break, I'm like, hey, I want to buy something from you. So I got to call him back and order one of his products. But and don't forget, that's what this show is all about, Entrepreneur Weekly. We are here every week to talk about ways that you can better your life and your business. But at the end of the day, it all starts with you first. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys supporting us at Entrepreneur Media. Check out our website, entrepreneur.com. Also, don't forget, videos. Lots of videos at Entrepreneur. Lots of podcasts at Entrepreneur. I'll be back next week, same time, same channel. See you then.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.